This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Alveda King, niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, links the civil right to life with the civil right of voting. If this newscast catches you in time, be sure to vote and vote pro-life. LifeNews.com and Priests for Life have resources for voters. Fetal pain is allowed or left unopposed among abortion advocates, essentially because they have been fed information from those who compare the unborn with animals. But we no longer allow animals such pain. Examining Pain Anatomy, a bulletin in the latest Issues and Law in Medicine, dismantles a second idea that fetuses do not perceive pain. It dismantles this perception problem by developing how pain works in two parts of the brain, rather than fabricating myths between how the thalamus and the cortex interact. If pain occurs with one part disabled, it occurs in the other part, even in the unborn. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
Canada is on the verge of allowing arranged medical death for children. Attorney and bioethicist Wesley Smith says the problem develops when we stop seeking how to eliminate suffering and instead turn to eliminating those who suffer. And medically arranged deaths of children becomes seen as natural. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.